At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
Ambitiously, the podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dive into the latest in trending topics, adult taboo conversations, and music. Tune in.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how Ambitiously Entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere. They say you should never show the man behind the curtain, but what if the magic is in the making?
Thank you. make sure everything is good. Hey, welcome. Welcome, welcome to the show. Hey, hey. It is me. It is me, your girl, Laboralee, a.k.a. Kat Lee. And.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
For sure. Listen, a lot is going on. We got a lot to discuss today. I don't know how to feel about this, but a little George Floyd discussion. Talking about Nipsey a little bit. We got some recaps on some UMG business and Sean Kingston, and also a recent incident that came and happened. And I don't know how to feel about that either, but we're going to get to it. Hi, Doc, baby. Hi, Bookie Bookins. Listen, yes, but Doc said it, and let me say it again. Today is Media Monday. Today we hop on that Gab Beat and get in these Gab Beat streets and find out what's going on, because we're nosy. We're nosy as hell, and we want to know. We do. So we're going to find out about it. And also, after we talk about all of those things, I got a couple of announcements. It's some things going on around here, and I like the forward progression. So we're going to talk about that as well. But let's get into, let me say these things first before we hop into some stuff. Look, I'm all in a rush. I'm ready to go. I got so much to say. But let's just start with this. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in the numbers 443-551-5963. You can also shoot us a text message on that same number. If you call in, you will be live on air. If you text, I will read it live on air. If you drop a comment and join in this conversation, it will be on the screen and I will read it live on air, because that's how I get down anyway, baby. That's how I get down. But anyway, if you want to talk to us, listen, I'm going to put this on the screen real quick. But if you want to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, because it's going down around these parts. Oh, I don't think I have that on here. That's maybe a good thing. No, I'm going to put it on there. You can hit us up at contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. You can also hit us up at, What happened? I don't like that. Baby, put that back. You can also hit us up. Oh, okay, I forget it all. You can also hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Also, since we're here and we're going to talk about it, there's a million ways for you to get in touch with me. Pick one. Call it. Text it. Pick one. Just one. And then we'll talk about whatever we need to talk about. Because that's very vital to, you know, what we got going on. Our communication, baby. I'm working on our communication. We need to communicate with one another. But while you're in here supporting and showing love, hit us up. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We greatly appreciate those. It's a way to let them know that we know that you know that we know that you know that we know that you know that we are here. So do that. And thank you in advance. Thanks. Okay. We got that out the way. If you would like to help us out monetarily, you can do that by hitting us up on Cash App, $ambitiouslyent.com with a capital A. $ambitiouslyent.com with a capital A. That's Cash App. And if you want to, or if you prefer Venmo, @ambitiouslyent. Okay. I don't know why I keep adding the .com at the end, because it's always this next. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com, babe. Hit us up. Go over there. Check out what we got going on. A bunch of new stuff going on. adding some new stuff tomorrow. You'll understand. You'll understand it all. Just go over there. That's where you need to be. And join our coffee community while you're over there. I'm trying to tell you. I'll tell you a little bit more later on. There's a reason behind me wanting you to go over there and do that. And when I explain the things I'm going to explain later, you'll get it. Okay. All right. Now let's get into this nitty gritty of what we need to talk about. One is, let me put that back on the screen so you can know. You can now. It's always something in these Gabbeat streets. There's always something going on. And I need y'all to know it's always something going on. Like, it's never not anything going on. So we always have something to talk about. Some things I kind of like, all right, if we're not going to talk about them in a good way, let's not talk about them. But this is one of them situations where it's no good way to talk about it. So I'll go to the update afterwards, but let's get into it. So Yachty is catching Lil Yachty. I rarely even talk about him because I really don't care for him either, but let's get into it. He said some things in the past. I'm just like, I try to give these younger artists some leeway until they show me otherwise. But in his situation, Lil Yachty is catching serious heat. He is over a lyric about George Floyd in a new song with ex-NBA star Steven Jackson. We just talked about him and that whole rumble, Malice in the Palace situation, but we'll get to that. Leading the charge to call it some weak A-ish. I cannot say the word yet, but y'all know where I'm alluding to. The hip-hop star was on Plaque Boy Max's live stream on Thursday when he previewed the track. And one of his bars went like this. Put my knee up on her neck. I went George Floyd. Yeah, that's a little tacky. So the line is, I put my knee up on her neck. I went George Floyd. Lil Yachty said that. That was a little tacky. So Jackson, a 14-season NBA veteran, felt some kind of way about the lyrics in reference to the 2020 demise of his close friend Floyd, who lost his life after a Minneapolis cop knelt on his neck during the arrest. We all remember what happened. Jackson went live on live stream and let Yachty know he didn't appreciate this line. This is what he had to say. I'm not trying to pay attention to you idiots, but like, it's just hard, little bro, Lil Yachty. You been wet. I'm been whack, my ninja. So you been whack, my ninja. Kind of agree with that a little bit. But you think saying George Floyd's name and trying to use his name in a bar is going to make people like your whack a music, my ninja? This ish weak. Y'all the only era that feels like demeaning the demise. And saying ish, that ish is cool. It ain't. I could dig it, Jackson. And let him know. Jackson grew up with Floyd in Texas. I warned Yachty to keep his friend's name out of his mouth, reminding him that the entire city of Houston doesn't play when it comes to George. Shot. That some weak ass ninja, that's some weak A-ish Yachty. But let somebody die in your family, we gonna do a whole skit about it and see how funny it is. Cut that ish out. That's what Steven had to say. The former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted for Floyd's passing in 2021 and was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison, as well deserved. Chauvin was stabbed. He was shanked up 22 times by an inmate in the law library in the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson in November of 2023, but he survived. Now, let me get an update real quick before I get into, because I got some things to say, too. And I actually agree with Mr. Jackson. So the update, Jackson has spoken out regarding his initial post, saying he removed the post because him and Lil Yachty spoke and apologized to each other, claiming Yachty understands the outrage. And Jackson says, I salute him for owning up to his mistake. All right. Now, in that case, I'm not going to go that hard on Yachty because he sat down, he listened, and he understood where he was messed up at. I could take that. But I will say this. I do need y'all to stop thinking that it's okay to we need a reset. We need a factory reset on some of our people, because some things, just because they slid before or because they might have been okay before, doesn't mean it's okay, period. Just like, it's just not okay. Some things you might have got away with saying, people not for that right now. Like, we need a reset on our people so we can stop doing and saying and acting like, we need a reset. We need a reset on our people. If I pray for anything, I pray that we get a freaking factory reset on our people. Because some of y'all just crazy. But I applaud Lil Yachty for taking the time to have the understanding and understand why that's wrong. Mr. Jackson, for a long time, has been dealing with the pain and the hurt. That was his friend. I remember him a long time ago when the incident first happened. I'm glad that the cop got what he got. I don't want anybody to pass, but sometimes some things are warranted. I told y'all that a while ago, but let's keep it moving. Maybe some happy news will cheer us up a little bit. Maybe we need a little happy news. So, one thing is for certain. Yesterday, the other day, let's say the other day, well, 3 days ago, Nipsey Hussle would have turned 40 years old on August the 15th. So that was a couple of days ago. But the late rap star's presence is still looming in his beloved neighborhood, all over Los Angeles, all over LA, all over California, period. All over the world, actually. Los Angeles Metro is honoring him at one of its stations with the full marathon takeover. Oh, that's hot. I love that. Metro temporarily renamed the Hyde Park situation that touches Crenshaw Boulevard and Slauson Avenue to Nipsey Hussle Station through the end of the month, complete with addition tap cards and bear his likeness. That's cute. Y'all, it's dope. I think y'all should leave it that way. I think y'all should really leave it that way because it's kind of dope. The initiative is dubbed the Metro Culture Series to celebrate LA's most influential natives and will supplement its low-income fare, its Easy Life program, making rides affordable for families. I like that. That's nice. I lost real nice. I like that. Nip's photo can be seen draped around the station's pillars and railing, and will be available through the end of the month. I wish I could get out there to see that, but that's like impossible. But only 12,000 cards were printed, so not many cards were printed. So all you hustlers better act fast. So everybody can't get it. It was only 1,200. It's been 6 years since the wrecks in the middle rapper was taken out in front of his clothing store, but his legacy and impact live on, evidenced by the latest collab with his estate. Flashback Friday to when Nip gave food for thought over a good recipe. Oh, so it's a video, but man, that's dope. That's what I'm talking about. Way to honor your people. You know, like, way to honor somebody that gave a lot to his city and his community and his state. Like, way to honor him. And I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Shout out to Nipsey. May he rest easy. Let's keep it moving. I like that. That's cute. That's real cute. I don't know. I hate to say it's cute, but it's cute to me. I like that kind of stuff. Honor your people. Little update. It's not going to be long. This is a slight update. So remember, we talked about this a while back. Sean Kingston and his mama got arrested for fraud and stuff. Wow. He's officially been sentenced in his federal wire fraud case, receiving a sentence close to what his lawyers asked for. The rapper was sentenced in a Florida courtroom on Friday to 42 months, which works out to be 3.5 years in federal prison. Oh my gosh, his mama always scared me a little bit. As you know, Sean was convicted of federal wire fraud back in March, along with his mama, Janice Turner. Janice was sentenced to 5 years. So it looks like she got more time than he did. And I'm imagining it's probably because she probably had her hand more into the situation than he did. But he is set to face the judge on October the 16th for a hearing about repaying his victims that he defrauded. I'm guessing that his mom defrauded more people than a little bit. But yeah, that's what's happening. So he's going to be spending 3.5 years in prison because of his part that he played in the situation. She will be facing 5 years in prison because of her. Don't laugh, Doc. What are we laughing at? That I'm scared of his mama? I am. I'm afraid of this lady. She's kind of scary. But yeah, so they'll both be serving some time. And that's that. So we got to talk about a little bit this. Don't laugh at the fact that I'm scared of his mama. She's scary. You seen her. She's a scary lady. I'm afraid of his mama. Or scary looking lady. She might be the sweetest lady ever, but she's just scary looking. So let's get into this whole situation with Sir Lucian Grange and Drake and UMG and this whole stupid, can I cuss? Stupid behind lawsuit. We gotta talk about it a little bit. So, Sir Lucian Grange finds it absolutely ridiculous that Drake says that he was behind the scheme to hurt one of his biggest artists when the label released Kendrick's Not Like Us diss track. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm going to give you my opinion on that in a minute. The Universal Music Group CEO says that he's got way, way bigger responsibilities as the head of the company, and he watched the beef unfold from the sidelines just like everybody else. He did. He saw it bubbling, but he did. He knew. Oh, shit. Thank you, Doc. I've been waiting to let these words fly for a minute. Thank you for telling me my words could fly. But he did watch it from the sidelines, low key. So, let's get into it. So in a written declaration released on Thursday, this Thursday that just passed, evening, Grange clapped back at Drake's recent filing, explaining that he's much too busy running a multi-million dollar corporation across nearly 200 markets overseas day to day ops. such as a proven artwork and music videos. Grange goes on record that he had zilch to do with Kendrick's Not Like Us rollout, calling the allegations groundless and ridiculous, while noting it was Interscope Records, a UMG subsidiary, that finalized and released the record, which that's how the record industry works. So you know, when it has a subsidiary, they are in charge. They are the label. They are the company. It's two different fucking things. I need y'all to get it together. Now, he adds that the claim that he intentionally sabotaged Drake after investing hundreds of millions of dollars into his career simply makes no sense, which it doesn't. We in the business of making money. It don't make no sense for me to try to sabotage you, fool. Anyway, as was previously reported, Drake is asking UMG to fork over any documents that he believes might have Grange's involvement in the release of Not Like Us. Grange states that he's grown accustomed to such personal attacks from UMG's opponents in court, but says he wants to make it quite clear that I've never heard the recording Not Like Us until it was released to the world. Listen, Petty Boots. Listen, Baby Caligula. Listen, Little Boots. Listen, Drake. That's not how it works. That is not how it works when it comes to the record labels, the record companies. That's not how it works. Why would I try to sabotage? He's in the business of making money on all fronts, subsidiaries and all. He don't care about this little stink-ass battle that you got going on with Kendrick. If anything, it make him more money on both sides, stupid. I'm so tired of this fool, but he trying to grasp on to anything to just keep him alive, and it's sickening. It's stupid and it's sickening, and the hip-hop world has disowned you, so you know. You've been kicked out of this culture. So I don't know. I mean, I guess you're trying to cling on to something so you can get some money for your exit, but it's stupid. It's stupid as shit, Baby Caligula. It's dumb as fuck. And this court case right here is going to be where you get shanked up, just like Caligula, the original Caligula. This is your demise, sir. And you look dumb as fuck. And I'm going to need you to get it together. Like, I'm going to need it. Or are you just going to be doing what I said you're going to be doing, which is, I just do what I told you to do anyway. It just makes all the sense in the world. I told you when you first initially filed this lawsuit, it was stupid as shit. And you just don't want to fucking listen. But that's your dumbass fault. And now you're on your own, Jack. I tried to help you. I did. This is our last story for the evening, and then I'll do the love notes, and then I'll do the announcements. And I'm going to not get too far in depth into this situation, but I got to say as much as I can say. So 3 days ago, it was a report. All right, so a lot of people don't watch Love and Hip Hop, so I'm going to have to put it together the best way I can. So there's the show, for those who don't watch the show, called Love and Hip Hop. It's been in New York, Miami, LA, and then definitely been in Atlanta for several years now. To people who are up here on the show, Rashida and Kirk Frost. They have children together, and then Kirk has children outside of their relationship, which Rashida pretty much, you know, accepts as a good stepmom would do. One of the children, well, three of the children are involved in the situation, but one of the children is a young lady. Her name is Kelsey. She appeared on the show a few times herself before. Kelsey had a boyfriend. Kelsey had a boyfriend named T. Hood. I was not there. This is all alleged, but I'm going to tell it in short form because I want to get to the other things. So T. Hood was taken out by allegedly Rashida and Kirk's son together named Kai, and Kirk's son that he has separately named Kirk Jr., who Rashida also accepts as her own son, took out T. Hood allegedly because T. Hood was laying hands on Kelsey, the daughter that Kirk has outside of the relationship with Rashida. Kai is the only son that they share biologically together. Well, in this situation, they have another son also that they share biologically together. And then Kirk has kids outside of the marriage. Let's just report it real quick. So, there's been a video, a lot of video surveillance of T. Hood attacking Kelsey on different occasions. I don't know if any of them were the video from that night, came from that night, but there's a lot of video surfacing on the internet of him attacking her in multiple situations. Her brother, her youngest brother, well, her next to the young, third to the youngest brother, is being alleged to be the hitter, which is Kai, that is Rashida and Kirk's son. A lot of the videos that I seen, one show her laying down in the bed, him coming in and then just jumping on her, pouncing on her. It was another, like, him pacing around the room and him attacking her. It's a few different, him choking her, hitting her in the side, it's pictures of her with bruises on her, all kinds of stuff. And I will say this, I'm going to say a couple of things about the situation and then we're going to move on. When it comes to brothers and their sisters, I got messages around the board. So when it comes to brothers and their sisters, some brothers, I happen to have one like that, will come and have their sister back. I said I happen to have one like that because my brother, when it came to me and my ex-husband, which is the only volatile relationship I ever was in, if I called my brother was coming. And the weird part about it is I feel like my ex-husband was a little afraid of my brother, but whatever. But if I called my brother, which I never did, unless it was like, come help me get my stuff, I'm leaving. But I never called my brother to fight on my behalf, which goes to the other people that I want to talk to. But no, let me stick with the brothers first. Brothers, I understand that y'all want to have y'all sisters back. I get it. And just like us as your sisters, we don't have your back too. I'll fight for my brother. I will. Hard. But sometimes in certain situations, you can't fight all of her battles. I'll say that. And that's all I'm going to say to that, because I can't tell brothers how to feel about their sisters and how hard to go or how hard not to go. I feel like that's unfair. But just remember that every battle is not a battle that she'll be able to fight, for her. Some battles she got to fight on her own, which is figuring out life and how she going to change the situation. That's one. Ladies, if you're going to keep going back to the ninja, I wouldn't recommend calling your family members, because you know how your family members can get. And it could get quite dangerous on either part. In this case, the abuser, the alleged abuser, got taken out, right? But now the brothers are involved in an investigation for a crime where they took somebody's life. You got to be mindful of all the people involved in this situation. Like, all people in the situation. And be careful calling your brothers to fight your battle. Like, fight your own battle, which is and that's hard. And this is coming from a woman from a better perspective. It is hard to get out of situations sometimes. It's really hard. But what I'll say is just try your best. And only call if you really need help to remove yourself from the situation. But don't call them to fight on your behalf. Like, that's crazy to me. And then, fellas, when you get with these women, keep your hands off of them. Like, no one, nobody, and ladies, vice versa, keep your hands off of these men, too, because men get bad at it, too. It's a two-way street, but you don't know how active her family can get. You don't know how active she can get, because you get the right one, like, so I'm not going to stand there and just take it. I can get active myself if it comes to somebody bringing harm to my person or my family, like anybody in my... You don't know how active a family can get. That's one. Two, you know you wrong. Don't put your hands on her. And with the videos that I saw, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy. Keep your hands to yourself. Like, nobody deserves to be abused by anybody. Keep your hands to yourself. Or this is a cautionary tale. Or something like this can happen. You can no longer be here. Or you could be the person who got to take somebody out because her family got too active. Just leave. Leave. Both of y'all. Separate. Obviously, it's toxic. No toxic situation is a good situation. If y'all fighting on each other and putting hands on each other, that is not love, Bookie. Nothing about that is love. And you might love the person, but that action right there, it's a spiral. It's like, I can't even imagine it stopping. I'm going to be honest with you. You know when it stopped for me?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Decided to leave and never return. That's when it stopped for me. It was very hard. I'm not going to make it seem like it was easy for me to just get up and leave. No. I spent years with that man. I spent up until from 24... up until I was about, let me see, I had my daughter at 31-ish. Before I realized, like, I gotta let this thing go. And I left at 30. I just was still clinging on to something. I don't know what I was clinging on to at 31. And then I got pregnant with my daughter at 31 and had her at 32. So... It's not an easy feat, but that's what I gotta say about that. Listen, I got some announcements, so I want to get to these love notes very quickly, cause I want to talk to y'all about some things. I want to talk to y'all about some things and some changes that's coming around the boulevard, and I need to get to the love notes. First of all, anybody watching for Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, or Rumble, I love you. Tonight we had some issues with Rumble, but it'll be this video will be uploaded on Rumble this evening. Oh my gosh, I gotta calm down. Listen, sometimes I get too excited where I can't sleep, and that's been happening in the last few days. It's crazy. It's crazy, bro. But anybody watching from any of these platforms, I love you. Thank you. That's live love, and that's replay love. I love you. Thank you for watching and paying attention. Let me get to this. Announcements is coming right after this. Right after this, I promise. So, love notes. It's time for me to get to the love notes. Let me take that off the screen because I know it's going to go, but I'll put it back on there. Love notes. Let me explain what love notes are. Love notes is a form of love that I'm able to give to our listening audience because they're not watching, so they can't see all the hearts and hugs and kisses that I give out. But I always want them to know that I appreciate them so much. So we do this thing called the love notes just to continue spreading the love. It's a loving environment over here. I say some crazy stuff. I say some crazy shit, but it's all love over here. So I want to make sure that I always give them the love. Love Notes. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? I used to call it Love Doc. I used to call it Show Notes. We bickered. We went through it because I was never going to call it Show Notes. And then finally, we came to the compromise that we were going to call it Love Notes. Because what we realized is there's no love without compromise. So now we call it Love Notes. Never going to change that. It's always going to be Love Notes. To everybody who's listening to the show, this is my love to you. I'm sending my love to you. And thank you for loving on me the way you do. Thank you for your love and support. Man, it's a beautiful thing. A lot of y'all, I see y'all. I want y'all to know that I see y'all coming back. And I appreciate it so much. So if I get a little louder with certain countries, it's because they came back. I love you. Thank you. I love you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's all love. Thank you for the love. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to my top six. The United States. The United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels, they're at the top of the leaderboard right now because they always support, they always show love, and I love them. Thank you for the love. Russia, hey, Indonesia, I see you, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, of course, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. I love you so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Brazil, Nigeria, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. You guys are extraordinary. And oh, thank you so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, baby, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. I see you, booze. Thank you for the love. I love you guys so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited and extraordinary for where we're going to go next. It's crazy work, but I love it. I love it. I love it. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. Hold on, I got you, Jamaica. I got you, I got you, I got you. I got you, I got you. Slovakia, Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru, Havels, I love you too. Last but not least, Egypt. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia. I see y'all. Thank you for the love and support. I promise y'all, I'm going to try to bring y'all more, and I am going to bring y'all more. Y'all are so amazing and good to me. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Doc, let me get to what Doc has said real quick. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes, family protects family. Don't touch that ever. Don't ever. Like I said, you don't know how active people can get. You don't know how active people could get. Stay in your fucking lane. Worldwide, like I said, worldwide, don't be that guy, man, boyfriend, or husband. Yeah, don't be, because that's disgusting. It's just pure disgust. It's a lot of things that's being said, but I just reported what the facts. Listen, like I said, hit that like button. Tune in, live show, radio show, get the app, man. My name is Kat Lee, and Kat Lee Wu, and I approve this message. I do. I approve this message. I do. One more blank. I approve this message. Extraordinary message. Great message. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you, sir. Listen, it is now time to get to a few announcements. I gotta get these out while I got time. I got time. All right, first things first. thanks for my bling, boo. Thanks for my bling. First thing I want to announce. Now, I made a slight announcement on Friday about a partnership that's going down. Of course, all things take time. Nobody's rushing to put it together, but we are working on putting it together because we feel like it could be an extraordinary thing. No names and nothing for that venture just yet because we're still working out some kinks and things like that. So that's still happening. Very excited about it, and I'm just overwhelmed. Like I said earlier in the show, like when I get excited, well, I don't know if I said it on the show, maybe TikTok, but when I get excited, it's, it's hard for my brain. It's hard, especially with business ventures. It's very hard for my brain to turn off sometimes. And so once we came to the conclusion that that was what we were going to do, I got to work immediately. And so some things came into being. So not going to give out the name of that podcast, but we are starting a new podcast. So that's in the works. But I also, by me starting to planning on that and every facet, marketing, business, like I started, right? But from that came another idea. And the reason why that idea came to me was that when I started Ambitiously the podcast, you guys weren't around. Like, you guys were, some of you were around to watch the beginning, like, of, you know, what the content was at the time, but you weren't around to see the building, the foundation of it, how it came to be. I tell you the story, but you weren't there to see it. You were kind of there for Ambitiously Entertainment, but not so much. And you never got to see the ins and outs of the marketing aspect of what we had going on, which is Lord Lucidity. You didn't get to see the beginning of the journey. And some of you got to see a little bit of the dirt between journey, but you didn't get to see the journey. So this time around, I wanted to be in a position where you guys could kind of like see what's going on. So we're starting a new segment of this show. I start recording that this week. And you get to see, we're going to call it, what we're calling it is the blueprint. The behind the scenes, and it's coming really soon. Actually, it's coming sooner than you think. And it's coming because I want you guys to also see, I want to become closer with you guys. And I want you guys to also see what I do outside of just being on the camera. Like the ins and outs, the inner workings, all aspects. Ambitiously the podcast, Ambitiously Entertainment, the new podcast and building that, the new ventures, the new brands that are coming and building those up. I want you to get to see every nook and cranny of that, even down to stuff with Ambitiously Radio. I'm sorry, I put that on the screen here. But even with stuff with Ambitious Radio, the behind the scenes of that, all of the aspects of Ambitiously Entertainment, the new business venture, everything. I want y'all to get to see. So, you know, we'll be talking. Y'all, actually, the other crazy part is y'all see me in here when I do the show. I won't be doing that portion, that segment in here. Well, maybe sometimes, but not all the time, because I have this thing with working out of my bedroom. And I have a computer in my bedroom, big screen, all that. And a television and all that. So I like to work from my bedroom. So I'll probably be shooting a lot of it from my bedroom. A lot will be pre-recorded. A lot of it will be pre-recorded. It's only going to be about 30 minutes to 40 minute episodes of whatever's going on that day. DJ Rukasey phone calls might make an appearance and discuss their business. Anything business related, if it's a phone call and the person I'm talking to is comfortable, that'll make an appearance on these segments. I will have a conversation about things that I got going on. And if I can incorporate other people, I will. But that's what's happening. So get ready for the blueprint. It's the behind the scenes. It's the bloopers. It's the craziness of building these ventures and empires. And so that's what we're doing. So that's coming. And you'll see the progression of the other venture that I've just embarked on as it builds up there as well. And yeah, that's how it's going. So I don't know if the blueprint is going to become its own separate podcast or, you know, YouTube or Rumble channels. It might. We're just going to see how it goes right now. But that is happening right now. You even may get to watch me mess up doing cattails. Like, it's happening, though. That, the blueprint is happening right now, and I'm excited for y'all to see what happens behind the scenes, and not necessarily just me hopping on the camera every day, talking, well, most 5 days, 4 days out of a week, just talking to y'all. coming and talking to y'all, and y'all don't know. And then sometimes I do get frustrated because it's like, oh, you just hop on camera. No, baby, I do a lot more than hopping on camera. So this is the opportunity for y'all to get to see all of the things that go on. And I mean all of the things. So like I said, I won't be necessarily always recording in here. Sometimes I'll be in my bedroom because that is where I really like to get to work at. So I'm comfortable. I could work and watch television at the same time. You'll see. I'll give y'all little tidbits of what's going on in there. Plus, that's usually where I get ready for the show. And I'm able to be closer to my kid and all the things. So, yeah, it's a lot. You're going to get all the behind the scenes on the blueprint. So, that's that. That is the announcement that I wanted to announce. Hopefully I have the first episode aired on Thursday. And that'll be pre-recorded. So that's that. Okay. Yeah, it's a thing. So we'll have now from now, because we have so much going on right now, and I like it. I like to stay busy. One thing is, if you decide to go into business with me and we figure out what it is that we want to do, a girl is going to get to work immediately. And sometimes other things fester out of that. So it is what it is. But we are getting to work on all of the things. And like I said, we're not announcing the name of the new podcast just yet because I have partners. I have a partner whom I discuss these type of things with, but while we building up, I'm gonna show you the progress, and it's a thing. We're building empires. We're building empires, and I'm excited. I'm excited for all of it. So yeah, if I'm gonna be hard at work, y'all gotta watch me bang it out. That's all. So. As you'll hear more about the new stuff as we move along, no rush to tell you everything right now, but the blueprint will be a new episode that will be airing probably on Thursday. Well, whenever I finish the footage, editing the footage, I'm going to put it up. I'm not going to have a designated day, but Thursdays are more free, more of the free day for me. So, I don't know. We're going to see how that works. But you're going to get it regardless. I mean, that's that. And a lot of the behind the scenes that you won't be getting on there, you'll be able to get on Coffee and other places that we put our stuff up at. So, yeah. Just get ready. Get ready. I'm excited. Okay. But that's that. It is time for me to say the things. That I need to say, man. Like, join the conversation. You could do that you have three options. You could call in, you will be live on air. You could text, your text message will be read on air, or you could drop a comment. It will be on the screen and I will read it out loud on air. That's that, baby. Yeah. Also, hold on. There are a million ways for you to contact me. There are a million ways. Pick one. Reach out to me and we can have a chat. We can have a conversation. You here too, right here. Hit us up. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. But there's a million ways for you to talk to us. And we can talk about some things, we can build together, you can give me your suggestion, all of that. Just do that. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Y'all know what I'm about to tell y'all, which is this. which is this: like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we could get. We appreciate those so much. You have no clue how much they mean to us. And it's a way to help us make some noise on this here internet. So do that. Okay. That's all I'm saying. If you would like to help, because you're going to hear a lot more about that too, help us out with our ventures that we have going on. And I will fill you in as we go along about how you can, other ways you can help as well. You can donate to Cash App, $ambitiouslyent.com. Remember, that's with a capital A. Cash App, $ambitiouslyent.com with a capital A. Or you could do Venmo at ambitiouslyent.com. All things are I keep saying .com. ambitiouslyent. All things are ambitiouslyent. Only with Cash App is with a capital A. I don't know why I gotta keep adding the .com on the end, but it's crazy. It's probably because of this. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. It's probably why I keep saying it, because I say this every night. www.ambitiouslyent.com. While you over there, join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it, because I really be wanting to cuss sometimes. I do. But, you know, I gotta keep it cool, calm, and collected. So I can't always do what I want, but on coffee I can. And on them bloopers, you getting all the cuss words. On the behind, some of them behind the scenes. Yes, I'm going to be cussing because sometimes I go crazy. It's just what it is, okay? Big shout out to DJ Rue Casey. Go DJ. That's my DJ. He's going to be in the behind the scenes too. Big shout out to DJ Rue Casey. One of the best DJs I know. Not just saying that because he is our residential DJ. Just because one of the best dudes I know. Let us know how you feel about our Fire Friday mixes. We will have a new one this Friday, so make sure you join, you catch the vibe. Make sure you do that. And that's that. Yeah, go DJ. Because that's my DJ. Big shout out to DJ Rue Casey. We love him over here. Don't play with Rue Casey. Oh, okay. It is now time for me to say the things that I need to say to y'all. Let me make sure I got that off the screen. It's now time for me to say the things that I need to say to y'all. I love y'all, and I love y'all so much. So I say these things with love. I am saying these things with love. First thing I'm going to say this evening is mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. It's not. Sometimes, you just got to mind your business. Now, on a day like today, like on a meeting in my day, I'm telling everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell and I want y'all to be nosy with me. It's fun. And we get to find out things. A lot of things. So, yeah. Tapping, I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it's warranted, but it's never intentional. Sometimes it's warranted, though. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling your business. You should not have a court case that I can pull and read, baby, because I'm going to read it. And my partner, Good, going to read it with me. Shout out to Doc. Salute the Doc. And you should not be disgusting, foul, depraved, sinister, heinous. I said disgusting already. Diabolical, stupid, dumb, an asshole, a jerk, a fucking... stalker. You shouldn't be any of those things. And if the doc would say, if he was here, you shouldn't be insidious. You just shouldn't be any of those things. And have a court case that I can pull, that doc and I can read. Because we will. That's how you make it to the wiretap. Well, on Wednesdays, it's more me and Doc's business, because I feel like it's only fair that we tell our business a little bit. And that's our debriefing after we read those kind of cases. It's crazy. We take a break in between cases and have a wet and riot. Cattails coming soon, but I'm not rushing anything for anybody. I want it to be good and juicy and salacious and titillating. So I'm taking my time with it. And I've already explained why. things have been happening the way they've been happening, but it's happening. Only way that you make it onto Cattails is if you did some shit that I just really didn't care for and I want to tell the story about it. That's how you make it onto Cattails. The only way they'll know that it's you is if you start running your mouth in the comments. Or if you call me, because if you call me and be like, you turn, bitch, I changed your name. There's no reason. Yep, I told the story because I felt some kind of way about it. But if you call me, then I'm going to give you a real name. Don't call me about it. Just leave me alone, okay? Because I changed everybody's names that need to be changed in the stories. Nobody's name is exposed. Only way they'll know it's you is if you run your mouth, bitch. And Doc would, as Doc would say, also, a hit dog will holler. Yeah, bitch, well, that's how they gonna know it's you, doggy. Anyway, that's that. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that encouragement. They need you to be a great parent. School has either started or is about to start, and this would be the time that they can utilize all of that good love. So give it to them. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. What I know is that you should get yourself a telescope, a good one. Hi, Nat Geo. May require a little bit of assembly. Comes with scopes, beams, lenses. Some of them come with apps. Mine did. Put it together. Go outside. Discover some shit with your kid. You might see an asteroid, a comet, a meteor, all of which I hope is going past you, not coming towards you. That is so frightening. A planet that they say is not a planet. No, I don't care. It's still a planet. I had to build a solar system is a planet, in my opinion. I don't care what you say. A UFO. Listen, okay, if you do see a UFO, if you discover a UFO, this message is not necessarily for you, but for the beings on the UFO. I do not want to be beamed up, Scotty, nor do I want to be probed. The only interaction I want to have with y'all is if y'all take me to a better planet than this one. And if that is the case, then I'll deal with what I have to deal with. I've dealt with worse. If not, leave me where I am and leave me the hell alone. I got a nice neighbor across the street. She ripe and plump and ready for the picking. You can go get her. But leave me alone if you're not taking me to a better, greater place. Huh. That's that. I don't want to be banged up and I don't want to be cruel. But again, this message is not for necessarily you, but for the beings that might come to get you, whether they came from down or up, I don't know, but I don't want to go unless you're taking me to somewhere better. And that's that. Yeah, you gotta let them babies know that they the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that encouragement. They need that. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because I know they have those over there. Whatever the hell they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And in my world, in my life, the muscle car will always be king. They said put the pedal to the metal. They was talking about in muscle cars. They weren't talking about in this fiberglass bullshit y'all drive these days. They talking about muscle cars. But whatever the case may be, make sure you tell them babies that they are the GOAT. The greatest of all times, because they are. They need that love and they need that encouragement. It's very important to the development of these children. It is. It's very important. And you be a great parent. And if you're not a great parent, if you're a parent and you haven't been great yet, now's the time to be better. Do that. Do that. Now it is time for your fair warning. I always give it.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It might. A little explicit language. A lot. Okay. It's gonna involve a lot of explicit language. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's a lot. It's a lot. First, I'm just going to say, so that we could be friends forever, stay the fuck in your lane, my lane, not the fucking same. Your lane is over there, my lane is the fuck over here. Stay in your lane, and everything is cool, copacetic, calm, and all of that good stuff. It is. Cool, calm, and collected. But you jump, by chance that you decide to jump in my lane, I'm just going to tell you, stupid ass, that you're going to get something that you do not want. I don't want you to have it either. I want you to just not break the glass and do not fucking push the button. Don't do none of that. Leave me where I am with my cub, taking care of my responsibility. We eating our gazelle. We over there. We just chilling. Leave us the fuck alone. You jump in my lane, you're going to get this, and you don't want her. Don't want her. She's not nice. She is not sweet. She is not kind. And I keep reiterating this message so that everybody gets an understanding of what kind of person I am. You won't be surprised later on when she pop out, because sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Sometimes you don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Yes, she is. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. And plus, when you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. And who doesn't love a 2-for-1 special? Hey, you big purr, bitches. Hey, you big purr. You get her, too. Hey, you big purr. Listen, when Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy, happy girl. You want Cat to be purring. Hey, you big purr. You want that cat. You don't want the... Okay, you don't want the first one. She's not nice. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything is cool. Everything is cool. Listen, I keep telling you, pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. It's not. I just told us a cautionary tale earlier of where people were picking and choosing their battles. And then I just told a second cautionary tale. I keep telling this tale because obviously this fool ain't picking and choosing his battles. That's why he the number one crash out of his clique. Lucian just told you. He just had a nice conversation with you about not picking and choosing your battles. This is a cautionary tale. Don't be like neither one of them fools, right? Don't. Just don't. It's not too late. It's not too late, Drake. You can save yourself. You can save yourself. You already lied, and we've been heard to lie. You lied, and you said you studied rap battles and hip-hop. You didn't study shit, because if you did, you would know that Mobb Deep told you that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it, Petty Boots. No man. They said you can hide and you can run forever in these streets, baby Caligula, that we done took. They said, little Boots, you walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, Drake, you shook, but ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you scared to look. Mama say, mama say, mama say, you liar, you lied, you lied, you lied. And the proof is in the pudding. And now you trying to investigate so you could prove your little stupid ass lies, and that ain't even working out for you either. Just cut it out. Just cut it out. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. That's my philosophy. I'm worried about the war. Fuck the battles. You can have the battles. I'm going to win the war at the end of the day. But that's that. Let's pick and choose your battles wisely. Be you. Be amazing in you. Be genuinely you. But at the end of the day, be you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. Two things you can't really, don't try to change them, but watch the talking shit. Don't be going and running your mouth in court. Don't be running your mouth in songs thinking nobody gonna say nothing back. Don't be making up fake accents and don't like cut that shit out. But the way you walk, you listen, that's the way you walk, okay? The way that you dress, if you gonna dress weird, be the best dressed weirdo ever. I told you I like people who make up their own trends and their own style of dress. I like that. So I'm not too, but that talking shit, that's for the birds. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Remember, what you eat don't make them shit, and what they eat don't make you shit either. So just fuck them. Fuck them. Can't make anybody happy. Happiness starts within. You can sprinkle your happy juices on the whole side of the game, but you can spread your happiness that way, but you can't make them happiness. I mean, you can't make them happy. Like I said, happiness comes from within. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin, except for that one situation that I'm not too sure about. But you came in by yourself, boo. You're going to leave by yourself. And also remember, no matter how much you try to make him happy, probably not going to make him happy anyway. They will find something else to nitpick about or have beef about. Misery loves company. Do what I do and tell that miserable bitch, I don't want to be your company, y'all. Get the fuck away from me. I ain't going. I'm not going. Miserable bitch. And then, remember, babies, to dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe and hop into another dimension. Might be a parallel dimension, but whatever. And then once you realize, like, don't let nobody stop what you want to do, what your dreams and aspirations are. They will try. Just don't let them. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute, because it doesn't happen unless you put the work in. You got to put your boots on the ground and put the work in, baby. It ain't going to happen. You got to put the work in. You got to have a plan and you got to execute. And it'll happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. It might, but I'm not saying it is. But it will happen as long as you work hard at it. Y'all, I got to get up early because I forgot that I'm in litigation still. Nah, I didn't do anything bad, but I got another lawsuit that I forgot about, kind of, sort of. So I got to do some work for that tomorrow. And then I got to do some recording and prepare for tomorrow's show. I can't wait to see y'all tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in with Doc and I as we tap into things that we need to tap into. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay out of trouble. But if you are going to get into trouble, make sure you got a good-ass lawyer. Be easy. Have a good night. And I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I got to get up out of here. I got stuff I got to do. That I forgot that I gotta do. I love y'all so much. I gotta go. Good night, y'all. Like I said, be easy, be safe. Good night.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.